by August, my health had deteriorated so much that I was taken into the hospice. And yes, I was told by people that I had weeks to live.
So what happened then? Because you managed to access this drug, didn't you?
Yes, that's right. Just by chance, the day I was officially told that the chemotherapy had become ineffective, this immunotherapy drug was licensed for the UK. They said they would get me onto it as soon as they could, but there wasn't any available in the country, so I had to wait. And all that time, my health deteriorated badly. I was in bad shape. But once it did become available, I had one course, and then a fortnight later, another one. And about 10 days after that, I started to feel better. I was actually in the hospice. I said to them that I'd like to go home because I was feeling better. And ever since then, I've been taking immunotherapy once a fortnight, and I feel fine now.
Yeah, it almost sounds like a miracle drug, doesn't it?
Well, it is. My oncologist called it the Lazarus effect, because it's just what I did. I just sort of rose from the dead. And it has. It's been, for me, it's worked very well. I appreciate that it doesn't necessarily have the same outcome for everybody who has it. But it is, for me, it's been fantastic. It really has. It's kept me alive, and I'm quite optimistic at the moment.
So literally from last August, when you told you could have days even to live, to being able to, go out and about and enjoy your life at the moment. I mean, what sort of impact has that had on you and your family?
The impact of the recovery is fantastic, because if we just go along and take each day as it comes now, and it's... But everything's been fine, but the initial impact of the cancer, of course, is devastating. I was pretty much saying my goodbyes to people, but then everything changed, so I've been very fortunate.